I've been positively engaging with many businesses through July and August. And when I say positively, many businesses have been saying that they've had a really good summer this year, better than last year, some really good numbers. And I'm not just talking, I'm not just talking retail, I'm talking hospitality. I was chatting with a very big hotel yesterday who said they were having great bookings. And the high street's been bustling, if I'm honest. I think a lot of that's down to additional events. I think the weather has been quite favorable, sometimes not too good, because on the really hot sunny days, I felt that we were probably a little bit quieter in the town centre because people were obviously on the beaches. But it's still been a really great summer. And weather-wise, people, when it's a little bit cloudy on certain days, they come in and they shop. So generally, the vibe, the footfall has been really strong. And, I was talking to some cafe owners pre-summer, and they said this could be a make or break season for them because, times have been quite tough, but the reports that are coming back are it's been a good one.
Now, I know you're busy planning what's happening in the autumn and the winter right now. So just talk us through something that's returning this October.
Yes, so I absolutely love this event, and I know that it's really popular locally with all of our locals, but also we're now really factoring in our tourism and our bringing more people into Newquay out of that main summer season. So I'm talking Spooky Newquay, and I'm talking the zombie crawl. Spooky Newquay is something that, without shouting too loudly about this, I came up with this, a Spooky Newquay week where we engage it through half term. We ask businesses to get involved, and whether that be through dressing up their shops, whether they're putting on half term offers, putting on special events over the half term week. But that would be on the back of the Spooky Newquay zombie crawl. Now, the zombie crawl was really a great community event, and that was happening, pre-COVID back in those days. And since I've been back in role, we've done three Spooky Newquay zombie crawls, and they've been getting bigger and bigger every year. And absolutely loved. And I think the PR that's come from them, people up country are coming down on holiday. I had several conversations last year from people from Bristol, from Wales, and other locations that had actually come down because of the Halloween half-term week that we have in Newquay. So it's something that we're continuing to grow. So we've got it happening again this year. Saturday, the 25th of October, is the Saturday at the beginning of the half term, and the zombie crawl will return. We're making a few changes. We're changing the route this year because we want to make sure that everybody in the town, gets some benefit from the additional footfall. So we're taking it from the train station Cliff Road end, and we're taking them right the way up this year to the top end near Sainsbury's, when there'll be a lot of after show parties going on. So things like kids discos, maybe silent discos, and all those things that the businesses can do to gain that extra footfall and revenue. We'll be doing the usual free events during the day, so people can do their face painting with the kids, and their outfit making, and their pumpkin carving, and it'll all be coming together for the big zombie crawl. Hot off the press, we've got some really good news. Really excited to announce that Titan the Robot will be back this year. He is now a worldwide artist that has been literally everywhere. 53 countries, I was told when I was talking to them earlier, and they will be doing a very spooky robot Halloween influence slot on the 25th of October. He's been on Britain's Got Talent and many other things, and I think he'll be a great addition to this year's Spooky Newquay Zombie Crawl.